It's been a long, long while since I've recorded a podcast, so everything feels very different. But, you know, this year has been an intense year, and, you know, a lot has been going on with COVID, you know, the whole pandemic, social distancing, quarantine, all of that. And, like, with school, you know, a lot of things have been going on, and so... Yeah, I mean, I definitely knew at the beginning of the year that my podcast was going to have to take a back seat for the year, but yeah, it's been a long time. So let's talk about the year. You know, this year has been a breeze for me. I don't know about you guys. And I can't decide if it went by too slow or too quickly. And for me, there hasn't really been a lot that I have achieved. I don't know about you guys, but I think everyone would agree when I say that, you know, most of us are just really happy to be alive. You know, it's easy for you to just look at this year and think about pandemic and think about, you know, staying at home. But for a lot of people, they think about this year and they think about losing, you know, people that they care about, people that have been a major part of their life, whether it's someone who provides for them or someone who, you know, someone who's important to them in one way, shape, or form. You think about people who've lost their businesses, people who've lost their, you know, their means of livelihood, their joy, and, you know, I think about things like that, and I know that there are also people that, you know, when they think about this and they think about COVID, they think about going back into their depressive state and their anxious state, you know, and however good or bad or heavy or light their mental health is. And there was actually, I was on TikTok a while ago, well, not today, but like a couple of days back, and I was watching this, just something stumbled on my For You page about this man and his wife. They are married. I think they have a kid or so. And the long and short of it is, you know, having to go into quarantine, well, not quarantine, having to stay at home this year. And the man, I think he had, I can't remember, but having to go, having to stay at home and not being able to have his regular routine, it got him back into his, you know, depressive state, and I think he had relapsed or something like that. And the wife thought that, you know, after a while they thought he was getting better, he was getting back on his feet, and then he committed suicide. And it just makes me think, I feel like a lot of us, some people have, but I feel like a lot of us haven't really taken into account how this year has affected our mental health, because I know that there are certain people, having to stay at home means, you know, having to go back to places that you don't feel safe in, places that you feel abused in, places that you feel taken advantage of in. And I know for other people, not being able to have a routine means you're going to go back to, you know, you're going to struggle with, you know, some of your vices that you thought that by, you know, covering up and not covering up, but doing other things, you know, keeping yourself busy with other things, then you cannot look at the cigarette, or you cannot look at the alcohol or the, you know, medication, whatever it is that you struggle with. And, you know, when I think about this year, I think about a whole lot of things. And I don't know. So for this podcast, usually whenever I'm preparing a podcast, I always write a script. And I mean, I have one for this podcast, but this one feels very different because it's very introspective. And I am There are just a lot of things that are going through my mind and a lot of things that I've been dealing with, and I'm conflicted as to whether I talk about them or not. And I think what I'm just going to try my best to do is talk about as much as I feel comfortable sharing. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. So before I even go into, like, you know, my mental state this year, I think I'm just going to talk about school first and get school out of the way. School-wise for me, okay, so if I think about school now, I think about we went into quarantine the first, I think this was after spring break. We didn't go back to school. We're supposed to stay at home for 2 weeks and then come back, and then that never happened. And so yeah, I finished my semester online, my spring semester online. You know, I had a little bit of a break, and then we went into the summer semester. I took a summer class, and then I also had a summer internship. I think that part, I was still back at home, so that part, I feel like that part was kind of, it was different, but it wasn't bad, you know. I think things started really going downhill, for me at least, around the last week of, was it the last week of May? I think it was the last week of May. Because I remember I had to take a break from social media for about a week. And then while I was dealing with everything that I was dealing with mentally, that was when George Floyd was murdered. And then we learned about Breonna Taylor, you know, all of the social justice, everything that was just going on as far as social justice is concerned. And I feel like I tried to, but I feel like I didn't really deal with everything that was going, and then fast forward to August when I had to, you know, I was going into a new school, all of that stuff, and I was really excited, but, you know, with COVID and everything that was going on, everything wasn't really the way I had thought it was going to be, but it was okay because, you know, I was grateful to at least have a certain part of my life that was still, you know, going the way I thought it would go, you know. And so I got to school, you know, I was just there, you know, I had 6 classes in the fall semester, so I was busy every time. And now that my semester is over, like, I mean, I know for a fact it's the worst semester I've had in my entire life, point blank period. I was very, very exhausted almost like every time. There was, I think for 2 weeks, there was a time where I had trouble sleeping, you know. I couldn't sleep, and then I wake up, I feel tired, but then I have to, you know, I have to get ready, I have to go to class, I have to do stuff, and then even when I get out of class, I have this amount of time before my next class or before the day is over, and I'm always, you know, struggling to get stuff done. It was really, really hard for me, I won't lie to you. And I know for a fact, definitely, I've seen my grades. I know how much stress that I was dealing with, and I know how it affected my performance because I didn't do too well this semester. And one of the things that pissed me off, and I realized after the fact, is, you know, like with all of my classes, my instructors, they would always say, you know, it's a different semester, there's COVID and then there's this and there's that. But then it doesn't reflect when they're giving you tons and tons of homework and work to do. And it's like, can we just, you know, take a break? You know, I had one of the classes I took that was probably like the biggest problem that I had. I felt super frustrated, you know, because this was the first time that I was, you know, failing a class the way I was failing a class. I have never, you know, I mean, there are classes that I've had that I didn't really like, you know, and I tried to pass, maybe I get a C or a C minus or whatever the grade is that I end up getting. But this class was such a pain in the ass, and this has never happened before. And why I was frustrated was because I was putting my best foot forward, like day in, day out, I was trying my best, you know, I was always studying. I got a tutor for the class. I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing. You know, if you look at the effort I put in, if you ask anybody, the effort I was putting in and what I was getting, it wasn't aligning, and it wasn't supposed to be that way. And it was frustrating because I felt like my instructors weren't meeting me halfway. I felt like my brain wasn't meeting me halfway. You know, there was an unnecessary tough grading. I felt like it was, I mean, I know that the class is a weed out class, and the thing about weed out classes is, you know, they're basically trying to separate, you know, who goes on with this major and with this career choice and who doesn't. But I felt like with this class, it was, you know, so uncalled for, because it was a 3-credit class and I had 2 4-credit classes that didn't give me as much hell as this class was giving me. And in this class, there are about 700 of us, and by our first exam, the class average was in the 50s, 50%, 50-something percent. And by the second exam and final, some people dropped the class, some people didn't drop, some people didn't even show up for the exams. And so it was really just like a sucky spot to be in. And I hated when it got to a point where, you know, I hated going to class. I hated attending, you know, my tutoring session, because I felt like it wasn't doing anything for me. You know, it felt like I was just stuck in this place and there was nothing that I could do about it. And, you know, I mean, my grades are out and I've looked at it. I was super angry initially when I saw it, but, you know, I'm over it. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I'm going to have to retake the class. So I haven't told anybody about it. Just my advisor knows. So probably going to keep it that way, because it just really upsets me to talk about it with like anybody else. So yeah, that was, you know, one of the classes that really, really gave me a hard time. On a high note about, like, you know, some of my classes, the classes that I took that I really liked, you know, and I feel like, you know, as far as classes go, I unlocked a different side of me and I learned things about myself that I didn't even know. And I feel like it has kind of shifted my viewpoint of my career choice and, you know, where I want to be, you know, after I graduate. And so that's good. I'm glad about that. Now, when it comes to COVID and me this past couple of months, you know, COVID has been at an all-time high and the cases have been rising in my state. And the problem about it is that, like, okay, when school was in session, no matter how much you want to enforce, you know, masks and you want to enforce social distancing, college kids will be college kids. And college kids, they go to frat parties and they go to the bars and they just do what college kids do. Do you get what I'm saying? And so it's something that you can't really afford, you know, in as much as you can say you're going to sit in your room and study, but if you're going to the dining halls, if you're going to be in class with some of these people, if you're going to ride the bus, then you're going to get in contact with someone that has been exposed to COVID, you know. It happened to me 2 times, actually. First was my roommate. That one wasn't really a big deal because I hadn't even, like, I think it was a day after she moved in that she got, her test results came back positive, and then she had to go home for 10 days. And I mean, I hadn't met her. I think I just met her. I wasn't really in contact with her like that. So, that was different. But then the one time that had really scared me was with one of my friends that I was in contact with in one of my classes. And I was so worried that I would come back positive because, you know, I was in contact with her. And it was just a very, very tough week for me to have to be in quarantine because I think I had an exam coming up and I had a whole lot of things that I needed to do. I just couldn't imagine having to pack up my shit for like 2 weeks and go on quarantine, because if that was the case, I wouldn't even go home because I have old folks at my house and I'm not about to, you know, expose them to COVID because I was, you know, exposed. And so thankfully, you know, my result came back negative. I don't know if it was a false negative or maybe I was asymptomatic, but, you know, it all worked out perfectly. I think that thinking about how COVID affected the semester for me, to be honest, I can't really say much because I don't know what it was supposed to be like, you know, because I mean, I'd spent 2 years in a community college. I hadn't been in like an actual 4-year university before. So I don't exactly know what it should have been like, but I know that it was very, very different, you know. I think that having to social distance in a new school was probably, you know, very, very hard. And thankfully, I didn't have a lot of situations where I had to deal with things by myself, because that would have been tough. But I think the one that I can say that I felt very much was just finding it hard to, you know, meet new people, because obviously you're supposed to social distance and you're not supposed to, you know, attend parties and attend all this kind of stuff. And like, even in the event that you do, like, everyone you're meeting has a mask on, so it's not like I would remember you the next time I see you. And so that was just, you know, very, very different. But I mean, I feel like I have done so much of spending time by myself that I guess it has become second nature. And I mean, I'll deal with it. So, I was really looking forward to going back to Nigeria this year, but especially because I knew that I was going to have a 2-month break, and I knew that, yeah, I get to spend time with my family in Nigeria for a little bit longer than I usually do. You know, I get to actually get some things done, because now I know that I go back to Nigeria like once a year, and so I kind of have to be smart about getting things done so that I don't waste my time like I've done in the past. And so it really sucks that I'm not going back to Nigeria this year. And, you know, I mean, it's because of COVID, but it's okay. I'm going to be spending my first Christmas away from family. Well, I feel like there's a first time for everything, and so it just is what it is, you know. As far as personal development goes, I feel like I said before, I became more introspective, and I think that I'm reaching, if I haven't already reached it, I feel like I'm in a point or in a season of separation, and I'm prepping myself for it. But like, I mean, I know that I really want to delve deep on 18 conversations, but yeah, I feel like I'm just at a point where you just kind of have to separate and you have to fall back from people and things that you're used to, because for you to get to a certain point, you kind of have to drop certain things, you know. Some things are baggage, some things can't go with you to certain places, and it sucks because nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to have to do that, you know. Nobody wants to have to be uncomfortable or be the new one or the odd person out. But it's something that has to happen. And if you allow it to, you learn the lesson and you grow from it. But I feel like everybody wants to grow and become better. But the process of growing is, it doesn't feel good, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. I will delve deep about some of the things I'm talking about on 18 conversations. I just really wanted to just stop by, say hey, hello, you know, check in with everybody. I feel like this year has been a very, very tough year, you know, real roller coaster. One of the things I didn't even touch on was, you know, what happened earlier this year, a couple of weeks ago, yeah, October 20th, yeah, in Nigeria with the whole NSAS movement, you know. And I feel like, I mean, I assume that everybody knows what's going on, but it has just been a very, very tough year all across the board. And I feel like I have grown this year much more than I have grown at any point in my life. This year feels like I've done like from the beginning of from March when the pandemic happened up until now, it feels like I've grown 5 years and it's only been a couple of months. So, but yeah, this year has been tough. It's been a roller coaster, and I just wanted to check in with everybody, see how everybody's doing, how everyone is coping, how everyone is adjusting, you know. How has your year been? Has it been super good, super bad? Because I know for a lot of people, this year opened up, you know, new doors for them, you know, new opportunities for them, and that's great. For other people, it felt like, you know, this was probably their worst year yet, and it's also okay. So I just want to know what you guys think. So feel free to, you know, leave a comment. I don't know, if you want, you can email me. No one ever really does that, but